In our sports report, the Exira EHK Spartan girls basketball team and their supporters won't soon forget the 2021 season. The Spartan squad of eight, or the Elite Eight, as head coach Tom Peterson has dubbed them, fought all the way to the state semifinals. The Spartans' ride came to an end, though, Friday afternoon with a 57-35 loss to top-seeded Bishop Garrigan. It was a tight game early as both teams felt each other out and were square at 9 after 1. The Golden Bears opened the second quarter on a 6-0 run and built on the lead the rest of the way. It was a 22-7 advantage in the second for the Bears, and they carried the momentum over into the third. Bishop Garrigan hit two quick shots to open up the second half and outscored Sparty 15-6 through the third. The Golden Bears' outstanding 6'3" sophomore Audie Crooks made a huge impact defensively. She blocked 7 shots and affected many more to make it tough for the Spartans to get a clean look. Crooks nearly finished with a triple-double as she dropped in 17 points and hauled in 18 rebounds. The Golden Bears improved to 25-1 and will head to the 1A championship tonight at 6:30. They'll face Newell Fonda. The Spartans were led in scoring by 9 from Molly Rasmussen and 8 from Quinn Grubbs. The Spartans end their phenomenal season at 24-1. They were able to get a cool moment late in the game as senior Tatum Grubbs got on the floor. She'd suffered a knee injury midway through the season that limited her final year. Grubbs was able to knock down a long three-pointer and got a run-out layup as that was the final basket of the game. Coach Peterson was then able to call a timeout and give Grubbs a curtain call that she certainly deserves after a phenomenal career. Now you can listen to the post-game interview on our sports page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere, the girls' state basketball tournament on Friday in the 2A semifinals, it was number 1 Maquoketa Valley over number 4 Nottoway Valley, 47-45. Dyke New Hartford beating West Branch 57-47. In the other 1A semifinals, it was Newell Fonda over Montezuma 73-34, and the 5A championship went to Waukee with a 71-42 victory over Johnston. The 2021 Rolling Valley Boys All-Conference Basketball Honors were announced on Friday. First-team selections include Lane Pryor of Woodbine and Sage Evans of West Harrison, who were unanimous choices. Also, Gavin Reinecke of Boyer Valley, Connor McKee, and Colby Rich from CAM. Gabe Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard, Colson Evans of West Harrison, and Zach Schimmer from Arweva. Second-team honors went to Mason King of West Harrison, Dylan Heffer of Woodbine, Jaden Denick of Boyer Valley, Tyler Peterson and Easton Nelson, both of Exira EHK, Tanner Oswald of Coon Rapids Bayard, Will Regaller of Arweva, and Brigham Daniel of Glidden Ralston. The number 1-ranked Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team reached the NIAA Tournament Championship with a 102-74 rout of number 5 seed Central Oklahoma at Bearcat Arena Friday. Northwest at 23-1 overall won its 18th straight game overall. The Bearcats also won their 17th consecutive MIAA tournament game and reached the program's 16th MIAA championship game. Senior Ryan Hawkins recorded the tournament's first ever triple-double with 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Hawkins also became the all-time MIAA tournament rebounding leader. Junior Trevor Hudgens dropped in 29 points on 10 of 14 shooting, including 4 of 5 from the three-point range. The Bearcats shot 60% for the game, marking the fourth straight time they've shot 60% or better. Northwest will play either Washburn or Missouri Western for the MIAA tournament title tonight at 6 o'clock in Bearcat Arena. Ranked third in the FCS poll, the UNI football team is at home this afternoon against 15th-ranked Illinois State. The Redbirds opened with a 27-20 loss to South Dakota last week.
They're just tough. They're always sound, and they always play hard. So, you know, that's kind of been the stalemate of their team as well, is how they play, and they're a very tough football team.
That's Panther coach Mark Farley. The Redbirds committed 7 turnovers in last week's loss.
I do know this. I know how teams change and better themselves from game one to game two. And, you know, I think we're entering a football game right now that we've got a football team that's very good that made a couple errors that will be corrected. And I think we're going to get get quite a football game in here on Saturday.
UNI is 1-1, and defense has been a strength.
After that first half of that first game, we've tackled a lot better. And just through the communication and the experience of the defense, I think has helped us get off to a decent start. And now we're going to get tested again this week by a very good football team.
Kickoff is set for 4 p.m. In top 25 men's basketball action, number 20 Loyola Chicago earned a 73-49 win over Southern Illinois Friday in the quarterfinals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Freshman Jacob Hudson had 13 points, and Lucas Williamson and Braden Norris each added 11. The Ramblers have won three straight games against Southern Illinois after sweeping a two-game set in Chicago to close out the regular season. That's a check of sports. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.